I'm Simone Reddington.
And we are coming to you from the Wild Style Network, the Salisbury Center podcast studio from our sweet little town of Manassas, Virginia.
Until they kick us out.
Which could have been
very recently.
Very recently. if you caught any of the last episode.
Yeah, episode 5.5 was a freaking doozy.
Meow.
Yeah. Are you being recognized? I'm being recognized.
Yes, I am. Being recognized as being the gorgeous,
co-host? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Actually, it was funny. Somebody asked me which one I was because they've only listened. So they had no idea which one.
You're like, what? Are you the scandalous one or the one?
I was like, I'm the one that cusses. They were like, oh, that explains it.
But the other one has tattoos.
Yeah.
So the way that, I love how we formatted it, that we had five and a half, which we have when we have our fun political talk. Six, where we go back to all the
fun
things.
Yes.
And excite. And then 6.5, guys.
We're going to bring it back.
You're going to have to wait for that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's election season. So we have to. There's things we have to address. And there's so much feedback from the first episode. I was shocked.
You got feedback from the first episode? Is it a stack of papers?
It was a stack of papers. I mean, emails, Facebook messages, private messages, people flagging me in to their businesses because they're too scared to give a thumbs up, which is just wild to
whispering
me.
Whispering in your ear.
Yeah. I even had a Democrat chase me down at a debate.
Meow.
And she was beautiful. I didn't catch her. She didn't want to tell me her name or anything. But she ran after me. And I felt somebody whisper in my ear, oh my God, I'm such a fan. Keep it up. I love watching or something like that. And she was like, but don't tell anyone because I have a D next to my name. And So I immediately turned around and took a picture of her.
Did you really? Oh,
no, but I found her on Facebook.
Oh,
I did.
Okay.
I found her on Facebook.
There you go. Well, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, is that you can be on either side of the fence, obviously, and like this show, because like that's part of the fun and like why we're such a great match.
Yeah, it's a fun show.
Yeah.
And I don't blame you.
And I love that. And you can love this show no matter who you are. But
you're certain people.
It's been, it's been several weeks. Everyone's been really busy. And I am so glad to be back. I mean, John, did you sleep this weekend? You had three events back to back?
Yeah, I got a little bit.
Yeah.
Lots of fights.
In between.
In between the fighting and the, the
lots
shows.
Of scheduled fights.
Yes. But here's the thing is, so we've been busy. We haven't had an opportunity to get back in here, but we're here now. And we have so much content for today. I'm so excited to show it to you.
Man, you're amped up today, aren't you?
I'm in a mood. Also,
what is it? It's like 400% humidity in here.
Yeah.
Like I literally have something so that I don't blind everybody.
Well,
with my shininess
and the humidity, like the storms give me a headache. I've had a headache all day, but now I'm like amped up. So a headache is subsiding.
You're unleashed.
Yes.
So it's been an interesting couple of weeks. Like I said, I've had a million people reach out to me. I'm shocked how much my personal story of my interaction with our current mayor has resonated with so many people in town. Like I have all these stories that people have come forward where she's been rude to them or they've been asked to leave a function. It's her behavior has been rude and there's plenty of people that want to talk about it, which is kind of awesome. Yeah.
I've had people say the same thing to me, but is the opposite experience that you'll have with JJ DJ Entertainment. If you
have a same way.
No,
it won't be rude.
No, you will not have a rude or uncomfortable experience with JJ DJ Entertainment. John Caniford, that's our producer here and our sponsor, one. And we have had so many people also reach out wanting to sponsor, which
and
is
that'll
so
be locked down soon.
That'll
I have a meeting with Jess
soon.
Next week, and we're going to discuss the sponsorship tiers.
That's perfect.
Yes.
But if you have a wedding or a bar mitzvah or any sort of like event that you need to DJ for or a photo booth for, anything like that, consider JJ DJ Entertainment to take care
JJ
of that for
DJ
you.
Entertainment.com.
Yeah. .com. That's right. Yeah. Just let them know.
Yeah.
You like that?
You slid right in, didn't you?
I had to figure out how to work that in.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
But you are reaping the benefits of our newly found fame, aren't you?
Like so much. But
almost untouchable. You're almost untouchable.
It's very true. I've had zero feedback whatsoever. No one has come to me even a little bit, just besides like regular, people that I've talked to. the whole time, you know, since July when we started this, I've been, oh, everything's great. I love it. I love watching the episodes. But we had a little joke in that I had to call Public Works for a couple of things recently, and I wanted to give them like a huge shout out.
There's stars, there are asterisks by our name, you know.
Yeah.
In
I'm
the
like,
city.
If I send an email, they're like, it's
oh my God.
Dear Simone.
It's Miss
like,
France.
You don't
want
to deal with this. But let me give this shout out. So, over on Quarry Street, somebody was dumping trash. Like they were dumping like a couch and like a mini fridge. And, you know, someone had put up a sign that said, stop dumping trash. I can see that you're doing it. And but they didn't. So I'm like, well, how about I just call the trash line?
Yeah.
So I did. And they put me over to Public Works. And I don't know. I think this girl's name is Lori. And she is doing her job. Like Lori Works.
Yeah, Lori.
Public Works. Yeah, girl. I think that's her name. I'd be so embarrassed if it's not.
Or the girl.
But I've
that
talked to
we
her
think is Lori.
Two times. And then because there was, you know, another situation just like that, which there was somebody had left their yard waste out, like nobody was coming to get it. I think it was just being overlooked. I call her, boom, it's gone.
Yeah.
But so Lori, thank you. But my big story, and this is a big deal for me, I turned 42 recently, so it's a big deal, is that between my house and our next door neighbor's house, there's this patch of sidewalk and grass and curb that is not big enough for anything more than like a smart car.
Mm-hmm. Is this between you and Mrs. Carroll or Mrs. or Karen?
Between Miss Carroll.
Okay.
So between our driveways. And what would happen is during when the school that we live near would have, you know, like a concert or, you
game
know,
event.
Games or back to school night, people would park their cars there and we couldn't get in and out of our driveway.
Yeah.
And like, you know, that can be like a hazard. And so I'm like, okay, Karen, just freaking chill. Not Karen, my neighbor, who I love, but like me, 42-year-old Karen. And so one night I finally just like had it and I emailed Public Works and I'm like, hi. I need to check something. I'm like, I need to let you know. I'm like, there's this patch of grass. I hope to go through the whole thing. In the evening, in the morning, like before 10 a.m., I get a message back from someone and he's like, hey, with a screenshot, is this where you live? And I look back and I'm like, yes, it is. And I was like, he goes, cool. He writes me back. He goes, I'll put a service request in. And my mind, I'm like, cool. Maybe in a couple months, we'll get our no parking sign. Because I'm like, can we paint the curb gold? Like, what can
we
do?
Yeah.
Before I got home that day at 4 p.m., because he wrote me back. He goes, I'll put a request in. Literally, before 4 p.m., I got home. There's a no parking sign in that spot.
Yeah. Yep. You're somebody now.
Has nothing to do with that. It literally is just that, like, our city does work.
It's awesome.
Great Public Works. It's amazing. Yeah. And I'm going to go back and look in my email because I dropped the ball and didn't, but I believe his last name was like Shank, Stephen Shank maybe. And I told him, I was like, you are my hero. This is incredible. But now I won't have to like deal with that anymore.
No.
And
yeah, so, it is. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's really short because I usually block it and block your driveway.
Which is fine because it's temporary. But like if you're parking and going into the school for 3 hours, like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
But my point I wanted to make is like, you know, we didn't call the police and have them towed. We didn't like, excuse me. Oh my God. Do anything like,
are you gonna throw up?
I know. I'm a little burp. I ate before I came. We're not going to do anything like, passive aggressive. I just was like, let me see if the city can handle it.
Yeah.
Bam. But as soon as I got it, I messaged Simone and she's just like, Jesus Christ, they've got our names flagged. Like, we're going to have to. And
they do.
But it was a beautiful thing. I'm going to look up this guy's name, but everyone at Public Works has been amazing. And I just wanted to
shout out.
Yeah, shout out.
Way
to
go.
If you have an issue, you know, call them. Like, don't bombard them, but it's just like, call them before you call the police. Like, let's use our resources before we use our, you know, police resources, which have way more things to
they're
do.
They're maxed out.
Well, maxed out.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
I have a note in here.
Let's see.
So let's discuss it because I don't know what it means. Data center in Ashton Avenue. Is this the data center that's going next to the mall?
Well, Courtney Burrs, my fiance, sent me an article. And, you know, because ever since that land next to the mall got sold to Amazon after that guy passed away, and that farmland
Compton Farm, I think,
and has been there our whole lives.
I've never not known it there.
I just loved, like, it was Manassas to me that there was like a farmland barrel, you know, the hay bales across from like the Denny's. Like, that was like, this is our town, babe.
Yeah.
And but you know, he passed, it got sold from what we hear, to Amazon. And so everyone's like, there's going to be a data center on 234.
Yeah,
just
that's
so
what
you guys
I thought.
Know, it's data center on two, and I'm like, there's not going to be a data. They're not going to use it. That's like stupid.
Question, is that city or county?
Answer, I believe that's county.
Okay.
And I but I don't quote me on it, but I'm like 95% sure.
Okay.
Courtney, do you know? County?
I think it's county because it's over there by Stonewall.
Yeah,
so.
Pretty sure. So she pulled up an article that that guy's land cut across Ashton behind the mall and behind his property.
So Ashton bisects
his land. And then he owns land behind there that then butts up to Stonewall and the quarry. Do you know there's a quarry behind Stonewall High School?
Yes.
Not everyone does. You're hearing it here
off
first.
Off of Wellington, right?
Off of Wellington.
Yeah.
But listen, I think I was 20, 33 when I learned that. Like, I had no idea it was there. I'm also not that smart. But I've talked to people that were my age, and they're like, what? Anyway, gigantic quarry. But it's going to butt up, like, more to that. So
why can't they put it in the quarry?
It's a good idea.
Then no one has to look at it.
Simone Reddy's in full ideas. Listen,
I mean, I'm available for consultation. Yeah, it's okay.
All she's doing is a podcast.
Throw that shit in the quarry. Know, like, nobody has to look at it.
Yeah. But it was exciting when she sent me that because that made me excited that perhaps like we're not going to have a
data center.
Have
to look at it from Sudley Road.
On Sudley Road. And I'm just like, no, I mean, do we need another, like, you know, cash checking place or, you know.
I think a vape shop would look good
there. Vape shop. Do we need any more of those? No. But like, I just think it'd be like a real waste if like that space wasn't used for, you know, something commercial or like apartments, God knows. But I was just glad to hear that they're planning on putting it, at least for now, on the other side of Ashton
Avenue. So we won't have to see it. That's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Data center.
Central. Data centers. And let's go down your list because I don't. Have a question about solar panels. Why do you have solar panels on your house?
Courtney bought us a house last July, right around the corner from where we were living before. And
so
the
cute.
Home came. Oh, my God. It's the
so
cutest
cute.
House in the world. It's a little nest. It came with solar panels on it. And the guy, the couple that sold us the house, they're never going to see this. Basically, like in the listing, they wrote, oh, we have solar panels. Like your bill can be $20 a month, like utilities. And we're like, cool. And like, you know, Courtney is like, you know, reuse, recycle everything,
mm-hmm.
lady.
Yeah.
And hi, babe. And so
she's over there rinsing out her milk jugs.
She's rinsing out milk jugs, like she's, you know, just saved a raccoon. But they so we're like, cool, like it's gonna cut down on like, you know, our energy saving.
Yeah.
It'll give
yeah.
back to the grid, it'll cut down like the utilities. No.
Nothing.
No. That's not it. And so she called the city and was like, after our first bill, which was like skyrocketing, and she's like, so what is this about? And she said to whomever she spoke to, I don't know who it was, she's like, well, in the listing, they said that, you know, that these
you're benefiting
solar
from
panels
these solar
that
panels.
Will benefit X amount, where our bill will be X amount. And the woman, and I'm not upset about this, but she laughed at her. And she was like, no. So I don't know what the benefits are in the city of Manassas for them. So this is not a complaint. This is a question.
Yeah.
So I would like to ask anyone in the city of Manassas that has solar panels, contact me. Like, let us know.
I feel
know.
Like this was a Facebook question recently, too, wasn't
is,
it? Did
I
you see
it,
something?
I think it did, too.
I think it was Michael Stefanon, Michelle, somebody.
Maybe we need to check.
Yeah.
But we didn't pay to put them up, they're just there. I don't know if there's some hack or if there's, but I mean, like, what is the point of having them if they're not, because we have a graph that they send us every month. It's not giving that much back to the grid, and it's not saving us anything. So are we using too much? Like, I don't know. Anyway.
So we need an expert on solar panels.
If you have any
reach
input
out.
On that, let me know. I'm not complaining. I just want to chat about it.
Yeah.
I just want to chat
I'm
about
interested
it.
To hear about it, too, because it's, you know, everybody's
want
to go green.
Want to go
batteries
green.
Batteries and da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So anyway,
electric
come
cars,
talk to
not
me about
batteries.
It. That's all it is.
Goes to show how much I know about it.
Do Escalades? Do they make green Escalades? Is it a hybrid?
I don't know, but it's fancy and I love it.
I know, it's a beautiful car.
And we've had some fun stuff go on.
Major
we had
fun.
Right after episode 5.5 came out, like literally within the minutes after
seconds.
That, we decided to march on over to City Hall.
Well, they were having a ribbon cutting.
Yes.
because they just did a whole beautiful renovation there. Then my friend Stephanie Shearer gets to take advantage of because she works there. And now there's nice heat and cooling. Hi, Stephanie. but that the other thing they were doing
was the it was the council chamber dedication to Edgar Rohr, Chip Rohr's dad, and Chip got up and spoke, we sobbed our eyes out. Idiots.
I'm doing heart hands right now, and therefore Chip, Nancy,
Ginger,
you know, Carly, everybody, yeah. and baby Ren.
Was so sweet. It was just, you know, so Edgar Rohr was a visionary for Manassas. He was critical in obtaining Lake Manassas, which is, our water reservoir. Mm-hmm. And now we're searching for other, in addition to Lake Manassas, we have so many people here now. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry you can't fish in Lake Manassas, Timmy. He's a bit bitter, bitter, bitter about that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, so that was really cool.
No, and when he choked up, talking about how his dad was either on the council or mayor at the time that he pushed for it to become a historic district.
Mm-hmm.
When he started choking up then,
he was wearing his dad's pin.
Yep, Chip, I'm sorry. I'm telling everybody you choked up. I love you. Don't kill me. He won't.
We lost it.
Lost it. Like, that was just, like, the sweetest thing. And then they were taking their picture because, like, they had his portrait, and they mm-hmm. had family pictures next to the portrait. But he spoke, and it was just wonderful. And, I loved it.
Yeah, it was really nice. And then we had cookies.
Yeah.
And then we hightailed it out of there before anybody talked to us too much.
Well, I had a cupcake, and then the guy from Potomac Local came up to you and was like, Simone, hi.
The reporter.
Yeah. And you were like, yes. And also Nikki. And he was like, oh, I didn't see you there. And I'm like shoving cupcake in my mouth. And I'm like, yeah, I pretty well blend in the background. Yeah. He was very nice.
Yeah. We saw Tom Ocena.
We saw
always
Tom Ocena.
So sweet and mm-hmm. so kind and goes out of his way to chit chat.
Yep. And I voted for him today.
Yeah. Oh, you voted.
I did early voting.
Oh, yeah. I voted the first day you could early vote.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an experience. I didn't love it.
Why?
Like, I went wearing a Tang t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. And the one that she special made for you?
No, not my custom-made Tang attire, but my green t-shirt that I have. Oh, and I have a pink one for you somewhere.
Nice.
But I showed up wearing that, and the woman that came out that was, like, in charge of the space, like the precinct, mm-hmm. I don't know, regulator, whatever it is. She came out and was screaming. She got in my face. She was like, you can't wear that in here. You can't. And so I was like covering myself. I was like, okay. I was like, all right. I was like, I will turn it inside out. And she was like, you can't have it. And I was like, I understand.
Yeah.
I got it. I'm, you know, and she just was like berating me. And so then I innocently asked, I was like, can I go to City Hall and switch it inside out? And she was like, no, you may not. Da, 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 da. You have to go home. And so I turned around. I went to the Republican headquarters across the street, walked right in there, ripped my shirt, put it back on. So I guess you can't bring campaign materials within 40 feet of the vote of where you vote.
Okay.
So I changed my shirt inside out and I went over there and voted with my deodorant stains mm-hmm. on the outside. And I came out.
It's me, Simone.
And I came out and I went back over to the Republican headquarters and I switched my shirt back to the pretty side. Mm-hmm. And I went on about my business. But I was like, God, what a nasty, you know, voting should not be miserable. Like, no. I now equate voting to going to the DMV. I hate it.
Well, and why can't I hate you go it. To City Hall?
I don't know. Yeah. Like, what if I legitimately had business? Well, somebody sent me a message later that day that said that woman had come over and said that she had been given the wrong information and that you are allowed to wear t-shirts in, I guess, or hats.
Oh, isn't that
so interesting? Yeah, conveniently for when I go to vote, I get screamed at.
Yeah.
And like I said, she was just, whoever you are, lady, you were nasty. You had no reason to talk to me like that. Just say, look, you can't come in. She even yelled at, there was an observer, you know how they have observers? There was one sitting on the steps mm-hmm. as you walk into, well, we're going into an old town hall. It's chopped up, or a fire station, really. It's chopped mm-hmm. up. So the observer sits on the stairs. And just naturally, as people are walking in, you know, they're kind of, trying to figure out. And that woman came out and she was like, you can't talk to people that are coming. And I was like, this woman, I was like, this is miserable. So they gave me the sticker, but I'm not going to put it on until election day.
You're going to put it on the inside of the shirt or the outside of the shirt, depending on where you go. No, that sucks. I mean,
it a shitty experience.
Yeah. It's like, what if you were like a young person who's like
first time voting? Yeah.
I was going to say, someone, oh my God, we're so in sync. But like, I was going to say, it was like, whatever.
I can read your mind.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, whatever.
So it just made it shitty and that sucked, but oh well. It's over and done.
It is. And you know what? Like, maybe that's what the lesson she had to learn today was
So. Yeah. I hope she never talked to anybody else after me like that.
You wrote t-shirt scandal. You wrote scandal in all caps. Like, I love this.
Because I was like,
I'm going to post this on the Facebook page.
She made me feel like shit. I hate when people make me feel like shit.
Yeah, I do too. I'm very sorry that happened to you.
Oh, yeah. Well. Yeah. Oh, well. I voted. Yep. Got my sticker.
I voted today as well.
Yeah.
Yay. I'm going to keep my sticker for
them. Yay. And then I had a friend who was volunteering as.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
To hand out like the sample ballots. Mm-hmm. And this Democrat volunteer was leaving and kind of went by her in passing and asked.
Your friend is.
My friend was there. She's a Republican. Okay, she was holding like the Tang sign or whatever. Or handing out the ballots. And the woman walked up to her and said, you know, what's your name? And she told her. And then she was like, what's your name? And then the other woman, I know your name.
Wow.
She said, oh, I thought you were that Simone Reddington girl, bitch.
This is me.
Take a good look. Yes. The Simone Reddington girl.
So that Simone Reddington girl, what about her?
Apparently, all the Dems know the Simone Reddington girl.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for episode 6.5.
I know.
Get me excited.
I know. You're like, I'm hot because I'm.
Yeah. So.
But yeah. What if she had been that Simone?
I know. Reddington? Like, I saw something that came. They're looking for volunteers now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
Simone Reddington.
I think I'm available on Monday at 12:30.
But I just want to know, like, what if she had been that? I don't
know. What would you say to me? What do you have to say to me for having an opinion?
If you're watching, and, follow up.
Yeah, that's what I'm finding is the culture within our town is you can't speak up. You can't say anything. You can't criticize. You can't be negative. My God, God forbid you be negative.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you fix anything if you're not being truthful about it?
Correct. Well, and that's what, not to get too far into it, but I mean, like, that's how I feel is it's like, why is it that if you have different leanings, do you have to be enemies? Like, we have very different leanings. We got close just in the last few months and like, we're like some of the best of friends now.
Yeah.
Like, why does it have to be like that?
Aren't you one of my best? Aren't you like?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just confirming because we share locations.
I know. I'm like, you and your friends, I'm like the fifth corner of the, like, sorry, girls. Like,
you're the Pentagon.
Exactly. The pentagram.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now we take it to a whole other level.
No, girls, just joking. But yeah, I would just love to see where, like, if she, like, are you that Simone Reddington girl? And she's like, say it was you. And you're like, yes, it is. And they're like, hey, we don't think the same, but, like, I really, enjoy
I really
listening.
Love your awesome podcast.
Yeah, and, like, who is that gorgeous girl sitting
right
there
next
with
to you?
Like, just stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to see that. Oh, comedy.
So, yeah, that was interesting. Yeah, so that makes me want to go volunteer.
Ooh,
although,
gosh,
I just don't want to volunteer.
give back.
No,
we want to volunteer. I just don't want to stand next to that busy road where people drive like 500 miles an hour.
In my frenzy to fix my shirt, I looped around and was like, and somebody like grabbed me and was like, whoa. And I was like,
What, because you almost stepped out in front of
somebody? Yeah, I almost stepped right out in front of somebody going 80 miles an hour down Center Street.
Yeah, it's super safe.
Yeah,
love
it's
it.
Awful. But
speaking of safe. How about this next part?
What is that?
JJ DJ Entertainment. I'm using that for every single segue.
Because it totally doesn't work here.
You are safe when you say JJ DJ Entertainment. Yes.
We had major breaking news recently.
Oh my God, I'm going to let you. You're the Noakesville girl. You start this off.
They made an arrest in the disappearance of Shane Donahue. He disappeared in 2010. Was 23 years old, was a local kid, had graduated from Princeville District High School. From what I can gather, because there's... Jesus. That is me. Sophie. So, yes, he disappeared in 2010. There was always a suspicion that the person that he was last seen with, Timmy Hickerson, was
involved.
Yes, probably the top on their person of interest, but they had nothing to really nail him down with. Yeah. So 14 years this has gone by.
And this was huge.
Yeah.
And his sweet mother, Donna Donahue, had
at the time
erected like that sign.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And every, I mean, had like, and it's.
It was up to like 4,000 something.
Or more. Yeah. And
whatever,
like it just,
14
but it would be like
years.
Day 45, day whatever. But it was into like the thousands. And she was like, faithfully, she was like, and we're going to find him.
Yeah. And this poor woman, she had colon cancer and breast cancer mm-hmm. when he disappeared. So mm-hmm. that's why they were so insistent. His family was like, he would not voluntarily disappear.
No.
That's not, he
no.
would not do that.
No.
So
I mean, I have two of my closest friends of my life of 20 years that also grew up in Noakesville. They're about to turn 40. Cannot believe that. But like they grew up close to both families because like, you know, Noakesville's not.
No,
I mean, it was not the metropolitan
I don't know Timmy Hickerson, but I do know his brother, Ben, who is a delight, who is sweet, who I've never had an issue with.
Sure,
like we've laughed and he's a year older than me.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not super close with him, but we all came up together.
Yeah. But my two girlfriends, like, you know, they say it was perplexing, and it was, and even today, like when, or in today's time, like they reopened the case in, I want to say March.
Yeah. Recently.
And then bam, they haven't said why they arrested him yet. I mean, they arrested him on, you know.
They said that they have, he's in Flagler County Jail in Florida until he is extradited to Virginia, charged with burglary and murder. So Shane Donahue's home had been burglarized only a few days before his disappearance.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Timothy Hickerson was a suspect in that, but nothing to nail him down. And I mean, this guy, after Shane Donahue disappeared, he robbed two different gun stores.
Mm-hmm. Right here.
And he was caught. Yeah. And then he was thrown in jail for 4 years. And when he came out, he moved to Florida.
And they got him in Florida because he ran a red light. And then but he was refusing now to sign the extradition paperwork, mm-hmm. which is why they haven't brought him back up here. But like I was saying, it's like, I just think it's a very convoluted, difficult thing for people that grew up with both of them, because they're like, okay, he went missing. We all think it had something to do with this guy. Nobody can, you know, nail anything down. It's so painful for his sweet mother. We did listen to both of us at separate times, listen to that podcast.
We listened to a couple podcasts.
Yeah, we listened to the one that was called like, and then they were gone.
Yeah, okay.
The realtor in Leesburg.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That was, and she's close by.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's kind of local.
Yeah. And I remember the Fairfax Underground.
Oh my
connection.
Gosh. Fairfax Underground it's so funny because I've brought up Mark Wolf recently, and that was where I remember seeing, because Fairfax Underground was kind of like Reddit before Reddit took off. So it was like just an online forum where you could just talk
gossipy,
whatever. I mean, it's had its
and
it's had its downfalls too. That firefighter that been harassed in Fairfax,
In 2016. Okay, if you don't know what either of what Fairfax Underground is,
I don't even know if it exists anymore.
I'm pretty sure it does.
It does.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm pretty sure. It's
kind of like Reddit, if you're familiar with Reddit, where you can kind of post a question.
It does.
It does exist.
It does exist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you on it right now?
And then people can...
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can ask a question, and then there's thread. Well,
sub-threads.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
you
after
can
he
stay
went,
on there for days.
Yeah. Oof. After he went missing, there were just and I'm not gonna like ruin anything for anyone, but there were these like awful comments about
gross comments
who killed him or why they killed him, and like, you know, they were trying to like paint this picture of him, this, that, the other thing. It was terrible. But
yeah, they, I don't know what's happened recently,
no,
but they have new, they have, I don't know whether they have new evidence or whether they were able to find something in reopening it this year, but either which way, he's in custody, and I can't wait to see how that goes down.
I cannot wait to see.
And yeah, like I'm like, we could do a whole
side
three-quarter episode for that, because between that and Momta, he's going to trial December, it just came out today, December 9, I think. Yeah.
And that, there's been no other new real anything coming in with that. Just, I know that
they've released the body cam footage from the police officers.
Okay. Yeah.
When the police officers came for that initial visit, welfare check, he, and this was interesting, he invited them in the home to come look, and they didn't. And it's like, you know, that was only how many days after? Yeah. Like, what might have they stumbled on? Yeah. So I thought that was super interesting.
I did hear they have the Tesla.
Yeah. I heard that CarMax turned it back over. Or got it from CarMax because he sold it.
Yeah.
Because he's not smart.
I did hear that. but... So we will be revisiting the Shane Donahue thing.
Just as more information comes out right now, there's not really anything. Even from 14 years ago, there's not much to really chew on. It's all the same.
The saddest thing besides his disappearance was, go ahead and say it.
His sister.
His sister passing away.
His sister committed suicide. She committed suicide in 2019.
Yeah. And I just want to say, Donahue,
you're made of metal.
You made of metal. You have fought, and you're continuing to fight. And
I hope you're getting answers.
We're not Facebook friends, but like, I've absolutely been on her page, like watching, and like, she has so many people in her corner. And like, I hate this for both families.
You just want to hug her because you're like, maybe some answers are coming.
Man.
I couldn't imagine as a mother, 14 years. I mean, my girls are hardly older than 14 years.
Yeah.
I just couldn't imagine.
But
couldn't
I just wanted to say a couple, just a nice couple of words to her, because like this closure doesn't mean you're getting your son back, you know, but we just wanted to say, like,
but I hope it helps, it helps your heart
and get some closure, and you're very strong.
Yeah. And then we've had some fun. We've had other fun stuff. Let's get back to fun.
Yeah.
You had a trip to Ocean City, and Mitch and I also had a trip to the Inn at Little Washington to celebrate our 19 years of marriage.
Love and marriage, which you actually haven't told me 100% about this trip. So tell me how it was.
Oh, about our dinner?
Inn at Little Washington.
Look, I brought the menu. No, we did not meet Chef.
I know. I'm so depressed.
But we had an amazing dinner. We got the, you know, sampling of everything. And if there was two, we got one of each. And everything was so yummy. I'm trying to remember like what, my favorite was the seafood one. I can't even, it was like, are you trying to look?
I was burping.
Oh,
I'm disgusting. I'm so sorry.
I thought you were trying to look.
I was trying to be classy.
It was the shrimp and Chesapeake crab, the very, anything seafood, you get me. But I don't know. Everything's so fancy. Yeah, carpaccio of big-eyed tuna and swordfish.
I wonder if they change this all the time.
I think so, because they print it, because they have like your names on it and stuff.
Yeah, I love it.
And then they're like smart, and they give you it in a nice envelope when you leave.
Yeah.
Although I do have one critique for the Inn at Little Washington.
Oh, no. Don't go after him.
No. I wish we had gotten better photos. Like, I wish there was somebody dedicated to taking a cute photo upon entering or exiting. Mm-hmm. Just on your, like, can grab my own phone and take a picture of me.
Well,
with Mitch because but our pictures were shitty.
Well, he took an adorable one of you, but
Then we have
that,
the pictures that we took. Yeah. But, like, I would have liked to have a 19th anniversary
marinated
dinner
peaches
picture.
And tomatoes with buffalo ricotta. Babe.
but then, at the end, and I had a pawpaw, George Washington's pawpaw posset. I think it was like one of those palate cleansers, like an amuse-bouche type thing.
Yeah.
And it was pawpaw, which is a native fruit to Virginia. Did you know that? George Washington had trees on Mount Vernon.
Yeah, I did.
And it's
know
like
that.
The best way I can describe it is if an apple and a pear had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
It was very delightful. And I could have eaten like a whole thing of that.
And that is like a weird coincidence because you said you look like Martha Washington today.
So. I do.
No, you don't.
I look a little
my husband has wooden teeth.
Colonial with my ruffled collar. But yeah, so then and then we had they come by with a cow with
I've
the cheeses.
Seen pictures of it before.
Oh my gosh.
Goes so bad.
And he comes through and there's like a bazillion different fancy cheeses. Yeah. And so Mitch and I just kind of picked four. Like I was like, oh, that looks good. That one's like, don't ever do that. Don't ever, ever do that. You ask them what is good and then you take their recommendation and you eat it.
Say more.
Because we got a cheese and I couldn't find the cow cart guy. But, you know, all the people go walking around and they all have they're dressed to the nines and they're all so formal and so kind and sweet. And I flagged down this guy and he said, what's this cheese? And he goes, I think that's, and he wrote it down. He goes, I think that's Oma Von Trapp, which now I know why I picked it because it's Von Trapp. And I was like, Sound of Music, yeah. This is safe. Yeah. This is a safe cheese.
I'm there with you.
And he was like, I go, can you write that down for me? And he said, yeah. And he was like, oh, there's another one that's even better. And he wrote it down. And I was like, yeah. I was like, that was disgusting. And he goes, disgustingly good. And I was like, it tastes like a fart is trapped in my mouth. Yeah. And I can't get
it out. And you're trying to wash it out with a sock.
Yeah. I was like, that is fucking awful.
No.
So I was like, I have a podcast and I have to talk about this disgusting cheese. And then as I was walking out, he ran up behind me. Like, I have to know the name of the podcast. So, William Pickard, dude, I love you.
Oh my God, I wonder if he related to Jeff.
Oh, I don't know. Our favorite friend, Jeff.
Yeah,
love you, Jeff.
Love you, Jeff.
Big hugs. Like,
you know he's listening.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going to have his critiques.
And I'm going to touch my face. And I've touched my hair about 18 times in just the past minute, Jeff.
I like to
it's
push
hot
these things back in my ears, Courtney pointed out.
Yeah, why
time,
do you
I'm
keep
like,
doing that?
Because they fall out. I have a delicate ear.
Why don't you put the smaller little things
it's
on?
The smallest one.
We have, we're like these professionals.
My name is Jeff Sisk. Yeah, no, nobody knows it. It's Jeff. He's on the other podcast. He's awesome. But no, I just keep doing it because I just want to fall out of my delicate ear.
Yeah, that was fun. So yeah, William Pickard, I'm going to come back and see you.
Yeah.
You can take a picture, Mitch and I.
And then we both went to the beach. Tell us about OBX.
Oh,
I call it OBX to save time. And also, like, it makes me look like a local, you know? So go ahead.
I did. I went, which I never go to the Outer Banks, but I went with my girlfriends, Carol and Kathy, and, we didn't have the greatest weather, but that was okay. We ended up going on a sunset sail on a catamaran with Captain Butch Stone. I wrote it down. Oh, take two, private catamaran sailings. And there was no sunset. But we did have a sail, and we had no rain. But you know what the best part was?
What?
He lives on the catamaran in the Outer Banks in Manio. He lives there in the summer, and then in the winter, he's down at Key West. So you can look him up in Key West. But he lives on the boat, so he has his two dogs and his cat. So there, it was
yes,
like,
the,
oh.
That's the dog you were holding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was. I was like, oh, there's no sun. And he was like, here, hold my dog. And I was like, oh, I don't care about a sun. Okay. Yeah. Carol held that dog the whole 3 hours. We had the best time. It was
that's
nice.
Awesome.
We listened to music and laughed and had a great time. Captain Butch Stone, look him up. He was a hoot.
I love it.
Yeah.
Where did you guys eat anywhere cool while you were down there?
It's a good question. We had Dune Burger. We had Sam and Omi's for breakfast. But I'm trying to think, like, clearly they weren't memorable.
Mm.
I mean, I had more fun with my girlfriends.
Not as memorable as JJ DJ Entertainment, if you need to. I can't stop doing it.
That could be like a drinking game.
JJDJ.com. I like
no, JJDJEntertainment.com.
Okay. John?
Yeah.
And JJDJEntertainment.com is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm so
sorry.
I just got so excited. But listen, I love the Collington Cafe.
I don't know what that. I don't go to the Outer Banks.
I know you don't, but you'd love it too.
It's we used to have a house in Buxton growing up, but then my parents sold that at some point. But that was even like way farther than Nag's Head.
Yeah, I don't like it that much.
We'd stop at the Kentucky Fried Chicken before we'd head over like Whalebone Junction to get some fried chicken gizzards.
Yeah.
Country.
That sounds great. Like Noakesville goes to the beach. I love it. And then Courtney and I got to go to Ocean City.
Ocean City.
Because of the kindness of Simone Reddington and her parents.
Yeah.
We got to take our dogs.
I know, so
and
fun.
That was the like magic of the trip because I don't enjoy being away from
worrying
the house, the dogs. Like I have a a little bit of anxiety. Okay, and so we got to take them with us, and they loved it.
Yeah,
and I've been telling everyone.
Did it rain a lot just that last day? Right,
just kind of like one
when it flooded.
It wasn't raining when it was flooding.
Oh.
It was just flooding because of the tide,
yeah,
because of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Ow!
Yeah.
But we had a great time. And we had crab legs. We walked on the beach, even though they were having all this medical waste, like worry. There was nothing.
What the hell was that
it
about?
It was weird. Like three tampons washed up. So then they're setting up for Ocean's Calling this weekend, which seems like it's going to be a nightmare, but I wish everyone luck. Mm. But we just had a really nice time. We had a beautiful balcony, like looking out on the marina. pardon me. No, but we just had like the greatest time. It was Courtney's first time in Ocean City, and we drive around, and she's like, "We're in Vegas," because she's an Outer
wild.
Banks girl.
Yeah.
And so when we're out there, she's like, "This is Vegas. This might as well be like friggin' Vegas." And I thought that was hilarious. But thank you so much. We just had the most like relaxing week. I needed it.
Time.
It was wonderful. Right when we got back though. Right when we were leaving, like one of my last clients before we went to the beach was Damien of the sports pub.
Oh yeah.
Love you guy. And he was saying that he was leaving his appointment from his haircut to go and do a photo shoot at the pavilion.
Oh, the commercial?
Mm-hmm.
The commercial. Yes.
With Doug Keene, who we love again, our acting city manager, if you haven't seen all 5.5 episodes of this. And then like all like the other restaurant owners, I saw like Sam Tungle was there.
It was like so much fun, like seeing the all the people in town.
And they made a commercial to talk about the new.
They did all the new rules that are coming about. And like Nikki said, if you'd seen episode 5.5, we've already kind of covered all of the issues that went down in the last First Friday. And I think that it's an excellent plan to move forward and they can make adjustments accordingly. Mm-hmm. I mean, First Friday season is kind of coming to an end. We're getting into winter. Yeah. And I think today's our last 7 o'clock sunset is what I read.
Yeah.
Wah, wah. Mm. That's my hair. That's a sound effect for my hair right now. Wah, wah.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Simone's hair does in a sauna.
My husband's on the dollar bill. I was so excited to see that they're going to put these new things in place. I'm curious to see how they unfold.
Enforcement.
How they unfold. What that's going to mean for the restaurants.
I think we should film a commercial.
I think you're right.
I think that's what they need. I think that's what First Friday needs. This is Simone and Nikki
is
PSA.
Two middle-aged women telling you what's going to happen. But
telling you how shit's going to go down on First Friday.
But I just want to like shout out to, the restaurant owners and the police and coming together and like the city manager and like trying to come up with like a plan. Like I'm just so excited. Like
the rules on paper, mm-hmm. so that everybody understands, on street sale of alcohol will end at 10 p.m. Right?
So if on the outdoor,
you cannot purchase alcohol, like all the bars that are set up outside, those will all be moved inside. Last call will be at 9:30. So you may not purchase alcohol on the street. You still may consume it if you are consuming it. No one's going to rip it out of your hand and throw it in the trash. No one's going to come scream at you.
Not at 10 p.m.
I mean, there might be some chug.
Yeah.
But you may keep your alcohol until 11.
11 p.m.
Yeah. So that's a full hour.
And that is when, I believe the streets will reopen. And
they'll start
to reopen.
To reopen
safely.
The streets. Even Chief Keene and the city recognize that there's no need to rush to do that, especially the side streets. Like they could open center and
which
then
is Route 28.
Just kind of gauge it on safety.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing to me is Harris Pavilion is now going to be treated like a park, and they have no trespassing after 10 o'clock.
Right,
the park closes at 10 p.m.
They're going to have the lights on. Mm-hmm. They're going to have signs out, basically letting you know that it's going to be closed at 10 p.m. and you got to go.
Got to move on.
And then the restaurants are going to close
at 12.
At 12. And I saw some people get this confused on Manassas Talk, where they thought they were saying that the last call inside was going to be like 10 p.m., but you could still drink outside until 11 p.m. And it is not that. You can
still drink outside. You just can't purchase.
You cannot purchase
alcohol outside of the door of, yeah. Well,
in the streets, yeah. You can't purchase.
Those temporary bars that they set up, mm-hmm, will no longer be there.
Correct.
After that
but
time.
You can still drink inside a drink that you purchased inside the restaurant until they close
at
later
12.
On in the evening. Yes. Yeah. But at 11 p.m., pour them out, throw them out. Go home, you know, but I love it. And so what we'll do is we'll make sure that this is between now and First Friday, post it on like our, mm-hmm, socials everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, just to let everybody, yeah, see it for themselves.
And then we're going to be at First Friday.
We'll be at First Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm really trying to get our friends at Cherokee Construction to build us like a big old lemonade stand.
I know.
I
even have a light.
Time.
I have a light.
I want like a adult size like lemonade stand.
I want
so,
yeah,
bad.
And I'm, we'll like, give out drinks.
You know, lumber's free, but like that's my dream is to have that. And I'm just saying.
And I mean, you have like 10 days.
Yeah.
You can do that.
They have whipped up the Salisbury Center float, which, by the way, we're going to be on that. We're going to be somehow mixed in with that, maybe handing out candy or whatever this year. But they've whipped that bad boy into shape in like 10 days. I've seen it.
I'd like to throw stuff at people.
You bought... Oh, that's from the... Yeah, from you are... Oh, I'm like, you are very much not allowed to do that.
No,
it's against
like
the...
I'm such an idiot. I like to toss, and then everybody goes into this frenzied mess. Like, I'm usually one of those people, those... little people trying to get the broken candy cane.
Yeah, I got to be on the float, not to sidestep too much, but I got to be on the float last year. Courtney and my friend Meg and her husband Dean, like they're like walking besides, like giving out candy, and I'm on the float like, ha, ha, ha. Oh, oh, oh. No.
Yeah, can we have thrones?
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, absolutely. 100%, right?
We anybody? Take them from, yeah, Santa.
We will be there on First Friday, mm-hmm, no matter what our booth looks like.
Yeah, and we'll hopefully have a little bit of merch.
Uh-huh. Have some merch. You said that you have a light.
I do. I have a pretty light.
Excited to see it. But what was this contest announcement?
Oh, we are going to have a contest for first responders. It's going to be via nomination, mm-hmm, and we want to find our top first responder in Manassas, in our sweet little town. So we'll have more details about that and hopefully meet some of our first responders on First Friday.
Yes. And that's not what I thought we were going to say. So let me.
Oh, sorry. I'm not passing out.
I know.
Although
I messed up. No,
I'm getting really hot.
We just didn't sit down together right before this.
What are you talking about?
So at First Friday, we would like to.
Oh, yes.
Have. Four or five people to come up.
That do you we have can, something to say?
Yeah.
That do we you want to like, be interviewed?
That we'd like to interview, mm-hmm, talk to. If you have something you want to say, if you have something that you want to like use our platform and like have a chat about, message us. We will collect, yeah, you know, we'll make some time slots. You can come out and then we can, you know.
Yeah. And then we can chat and, yeah, you can be part of this podcast because, yeah, this is all we do.
Yeah.
We chat like this one. Clearly, we're not prepared for. But it's been
very prepared.
It's been a couple of weeks. But, mm-hmm, all we do is make a list of things we want to talk about. And then, yeah, we just sit and talk about them.
Yeah.
And I would love to talk,
yeah,
to people.
Yeah,
I
candidates,
would love. Yeah.
Regular Joe.
Come out. Maybe we'll have a goodie for you.
How do they contact you?
They would contact
us. I think the best way, I'm having a hard time with our Google Mail.
Yeah.
So I think the Until They Kick Us Out Facebook page, yep, is probably the fastest way to get,
yeah,
information to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until
so
They Kick Us Out
there,
Facebook page.
Like it. Send us a message.
Not Instagram. I forget
that exists.
Instagram,
yeah,
exists.
No, we're really good at social media.
We're very, yeah, 40s.
Yeah. But you know, like so bad. God, get off my lawn. But
yeah,
if you would like to... you know, sign up to come and like.
You want to come hang with us? Yeah. Let us know.
Please send us a message.
So we can start throwing our evening together.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. And then, so that is the October 4th. It's Friday, October 4th.
And then the day after, bam.
The Fall Jubilee.
The 42nd annual Fall Jubilee.
October 5th. It's I love that they're back to back. I love that for me, for like fun, but I hate it like for the city and the people that have to clean. And
you know,
like
that was brought up at a recent meeting I was at. Somebody was saying, you know, can we take a look at the calendar? Because it's just, oh, they were saying that when you have two large events like this back to back, they're like, we don't even have enough space in our freezer or our refrigerator to house the food we need for the people to consume, yeah. to make and
the
for people to eat.
The restaurants.
Yeah. So, I think that a nice long look at how things are scheduled, who we have private events with, I think that's something to definitely visit in the future.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But this year, they are still back-to-back. We don't really have like a first Friday in December, do we?
It's huge. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm remembering now.
Yeah.
But it's not the same, but that's when...
It doesn't have the same vibe.
That's your favorite night,
That's
though.
My favorite night of the year.
What is it? What happens?
It's the Santa Lights Old Town in Santa, because our sweet little town of Manassas is the best town mm-hmm. there is. Mm-hmm. He comes to give us a pre-visit.
On the train?
And he comes in on our VRE, mm-hmm. and he lights our Christmas tree, and the choir sing, the school band plays, the school choir sings, the mayor speaks. It's just a magical, it's like you feel like you're walking around in a Norman Rockwell painting, except
like
all the kids are wearing pajamas because that's all they wear.
Or like Stars Hollow from Gilmore Girls, babe.
Oh, yeah. But any of those shows.
But it doesn't have the same, like, I don't even know if that's like a Dora night. Like, I don't know that it has like vibe.
It's not a Dora night.
But then
night.
You turn around the next day and it is like
the Christmas parade.
Yeah. Which is like, oh my God. There's like two Saturdays.
I can't wait to wear my mink.
Oh my God. Minksa.
Yeah.
You know how many minks it took to make that thing?
Oh.
Isn't that one big mink?
Oh my gosh. It's so lush.
I love it. But yeah, so first Friday, October 4th, we'll post about this. Please come see us.
Yeah.
Fall Jubilee, October
5th. Fall Jubilee, and I do have a list of entertainment. And there's a bunch of awesome ones. Like there's two stages, the Main Street stage, which is going to be like over in front of Breezy's, the
Man Cave.
Mm-hmm. It's at that corner. Mm-hmm. And that day... Saturday, you have the School of Rock, mm-hmm. which is in the morning, which I love.
I love that.
I love. They are students. It is a music school, and these kids come out and do their shit. And I love it. I am there for it. I cheer for it. I love clapping. I videotape these kids that aren't even mine. I'm sending it to people.
She's on a list because of it.
I just think it's the sweetest thing. I love anything that highlights kids, yeah. and I love anything that allows kids to... be able to express that
absolutely.
Art.
Yeah.
So you have the School of Rock in the morning, George Tyner after that, who's a singer-songwriter from Virginia, Cerebrum, that is not spelled like Cerebrum, upcoming band, Trio of Brothers, that's kind of cool.
Oh,
and they
the
also feature their sister.
Like the Salisbury's, Trio of Brothers.
All and then you can be the Salisbury sister, yeah.
Yeah,
hey. And then you have Mixed Greens, and then Crack Sky, which is one of our neighbors, Mike.
Yeah.
And I love them. They're playing from 3 to 5 on the Main Street stage, and they play like a lot of 90s, Green Day, Puddle of Mud, like all that. And I just,
cool. Do you have a list of the corn dog and funnel cake stands right
there? I don't. At the Harris Pavilion stage, you have a lot of dancers. You have the Prince William Dance Academy, Bull Run Cloggers, Suburban Gypsies Belly Dance. You know, we ain't a Fall Jubilee without the belly dancers.
My friend Dale Fisher is
a belly dancer.
She's a Bull Run clogger.
Oh,
yeah, she's amazing. She and her husband own
a. She could be a clogger belly dancer, you know, and really trip people up.
Well, I wasn't gonna say it, but I had a client that she sent me, and this woman was a clogger and a belly dancer, and now she's with the Lord. Her name is Cindy. I'm just gonna say her name. But yeah, so she and her husband own Northside Auto Sales, and they usually do a really cool float too in the Christmas parade, and then. What What is that, speaking of kids, what is that entrepreneur market?
Oh my
market?
Goodness, I saw this on Facebook, and this is a private event, like somebody's coming in and throwing this event, but it's called the Children's Entrepreneur Market. And I just think this is the most fantastic program. It's open to children from 5 to 17 years old. But look at all these rules. They must be able to run the booth without adults interacting when needed.
So they can have a booth at their own, at the
they
market.
They have for 20. No, this is a separate day. This is October 19th.
No. Not the Fall Jubilee.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that.
This is October 19th.
Yeah. But you're saying that these kids, they can have their own.
It's only children.
They have their own booths.
So they have their own booths, and like, listen to the rules. It says that the parents do not answer questions, take orders, handle food or money. You can assist the child when needed, but cannot engage customers directly. So these kids, and from what I read, there isn't actually going to be food at this market. Mm. It's all like wares and art and things, and the kids have to create it, market it, package it, sell it, and create their space all on their own. And I think that is the coolest concept. I absolutely love it. It's a Saturday.
Oh, okay, great.
Saturday, October 19, 8 to 1 p.m. on Prince William Street. So it's over by the museum.
Awesome.
And I just think this is the cutest thing ever. I cannot wait to go down there and see what they have to offer and do some shopping. And I feel like it's like Shark Tank of kids.
Yeah.
Show me what you got.
Yeah, I'll be working. Simone will be there. Maybe Courtney, you can take
your niece Courtney,
over
to
the...
Yeah, Courtney, let's go on the 19th.
Yeah.
And go see the kids. Not at 8 a.m.
I think that's awesome. No. And we'll share all that on our socials too, because I would love to see what these kids come up with.
Oh my gosh,
awesome.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Cool. I think that's such a neat thing.
And then what is this about?
I was watching the city hall meeting or city council meeting from Monday. Mm-hmm. And Tom Osina brought up a really cool program that's Brushing Up for Kids. And there's a donation box at City Hall until October 15th where you can donate. I mean, Brushing Up for Kids.
Yeah.
Toothbrushes, dental floss, flossers, mouthwash, toothpaste, the whole thing.
Great. That's
and
great.
So that was cool.
That's like an easy...
Yeah,
anyone
just grab an extra box of toothpaste.
Yeah,
drop it off at City Hall.
That's great.
And then you can go check out City Hall.
Yeah.
And Hal Parrish just had his portrait hung. Remember when we went and they said Hal's wasn't hanging because it wasn't ready yet?
Yeah, I saw the
Mary Riley finished it up. There was an unveiling. That's what I was watching the city council meeting for.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see what stupid stuff people had to say.
They don't like it, the podcast.
Yeah,
I love you, Hal Parrish.
Save that for the half show.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I thought that was neat. I want to go in and see because I haven't seen his portrait in real life yet.
I think on episode 6.5 is when I'll tell the story of when I first physically met like Hal Parrish in person as a very young woman. I'm going to save that for that because it's a cute story.
Aww.
I'll save it. There you go. Give you something to look forward to. Episode 6.5. Nikki meets Hal Parrish. Like, you heard it here first.
I just wanted to give shout outs to Michelle. Michelle Hudson, I love her. She's a hairstylist. She owns Salon 414 right here in Old Town. And she's a Brentsville grad.
Nice.
She's married to a Brentsville guy, Jesse. I just love them. She is my partner to stand by and like cheer for Santa when he comes in on the VRE on Friday night.
Yeah.
It's like,
Get your kids
out of my way.
Did I meet
her? I want Santa to see me. You have met her.
I met her on First Friday.
You did.
Yeah.
You did when we were standing out in front of CJ Finn's.
Oh, I said it too. Yeah, no, I met her. She's so sweet. Love that.
And I'm also going to call out Will Potts. He's my nephew. He's Carol's son. Because he owed me toga pictures because I was so excited. He was going to a toga party and we were away for our trip. And I was like, Will, I want my toga pictures. And he never sent them to me. I'm going to see him this weekend at JMU for Parents Weekend. And he's going to hear it from me.
Suck on that, Will Potts.
Yeah. There you go, Will Potts.
Suck on that. Well, we've gotten to the end of our list.
Yes.
Do you have anything else you want to add? Or are we just going to like have people wait for, I mean, I think that we have enough for 6.5 that.
I mean, I could go right into 6.5 right now. I'm not because it's so hot.
100.
But.
55 degrees.
I'm going to have to put ice in my underpants or something come 6.5 because it's going to get hot.
I'm like, what?
If you have information that you want to add to my pile, oh my gosh, let me know. I've been reading through FOIA requests out the wazoo. Mm-hmm. I have been reading just emails that people have sent me with their own experience or their own stuff that they've dug up. Get it to me quick. I want to look at it.
It is funny, like when you are the one that's going to be like, hey, you know, extra, you heard it. Like people that are like, well, listen to this.
Yeah.
Like they want to.
Oh, they
like,
want
they
the word out.
You know, you know.
We don't, I mean, our newspapers don't really touch that anymore. And
I thought one guy, he wants to. I mean.
He wants to. Yeah.
He wants to
and
touch.
I hope so. I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
But with that give me the information and I'll talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I will sit politely until I have something to say.
Yes. But you can draw hearts.
I that's what I do. I love to draw. But I can't wait for that. I can't wait for some more information about like Shane. I can't wait, to get like more information with like Momta. And whatever we get, we're going to bring it right to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So
sounds good.
With that being said,
yeah, kick us out,
John. Hello.
Yeah. Anybody?
Do you have?
I'll kick us out.
Do you have any words of kicking out? Where do you need to be? What do you need to do?
Time to go.
Yeah.
It's
sounds
hot.
Good.
Those are hot. Roll.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Open that door.
Hot,
my gosh.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.